Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, May 12th, 2026, regular business meeting agenda. Call to order time will be 6:00 PM. Call the roll, please.
Interim Chief Weldon.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Wilkerson.
Present.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Assistant to the Fiscal Officer Fortunato, here.
Okay, if you'll please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Next up would be the Miami County Sheriff's Deputy, but I don't see one yet. So we'll go right to the Fire Department report. Mr. Weldon, if you please.
Quite a busy month for us. Looks like we did a total of 73 runs. We did have to have mutual aid. This month, they did kind of look at it on the mutual aid side. Six of the runs, we were able to cancel mutual aid, or either cancel or they were assisting because we needed additional help. But six of them, we did truly need the mutual aid to come in for that. 52 of those were EMS and then kind of sporadic throughout the rest of it with different styles of runs. Also, I do want to mention, Monday I did receive a email from Premier Health. One of our crews that did a fantastic job on a patient. So the ED staff and the doc staff wanted to give our crews a kudos.
Okay.
Excellent.
Very great. That's wonderful.
And I believe that's all I have to report as far as that is on the fire side.
Okay, next up is Planning and Zoning. Trustee Wilkerson.
Yep. So zoning's continued to be busy this month, just like last month. Since last reported, we've received the following certificates have been received. There was new construction for a shed, new construction for a pool, new construction for an addition, and then as well as a new single family dwelling for a total of 4 certificates. I have an additional one to add to that as well, which would be the Parker residence. So that total 5. Let's see. The United Rental conditional use continues to be on hold. Waiting to get a meeting together with the attorney and the property owner. I spoke with Chris today. He's going to try to set something up for next week.
What's on hold?
United Rentals.
They canceled that. They withdrew it.
They withdrew it, I thought. But so what's the reason for the, do you know what the reason for the meeting is?
I believe to discuss their violations.
Violations, yeah. So that's not the same. This is...
It's different. It's the ones that, it's the ones that they're currently under.
The zoning certificate that was issued was for that case, or well, the Parkers. You guys knew about that one.
The barn.
Yep, the barn.
Welcome.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention, Emily?
No, nothing else. Tomorrow evening we'll meet for the zoning text amendment meeting again. That's with the Zoning Commission and the BZA. Again, the public is welcome to attend that. We're working through the zoning resolution to try to update the language in there. A lot of it's outdated. It hasn't been updated in 10 years or more for many of the sections. So if anybody's available and they want to, the meeting is tomorrow evening. That's all.
Okay, next up is the report from the Township Administrator, which is me. We have 8 resolutions on the agenda this evening. The first is to approve an annexation agreement with the City of Huber Heights, and then that's going to be followed by a resolution to rescind 2 previous resolutions that we approved to place TIFs
on the annexed land. So that was rescinding the resolutions as part of the agreement that we're going to sign. Next are three resolutions to clarify our plans for capital outlay expenditures for special projects, anti-annexation purposes, a larger meeting room, and future fire truck and medic for the fire department. So these, we're going to just move some money around to make it clear that we're saving for these items. So that's what those are about.
Can you say some more about that? They may think they're about having to lose the money if we don't do that.
Well, we're not gonna lose it, but.
Okay.
It's just to make it clear that we're saving. So when upper levels look at our budget, they know that it's not just sitting there with no purpose. Okay, next up is a resolution to document a more flexible clock-in and clock-out process for the road department, which will allow a plus or minus 5-minute window for their workday. Otherwise, they have to kind of stand around and wait for the clock to hit the right hour. So Ms. Fortunato here came up with an idea that will just allow them to be a couple minutes on either side. And then is a resolution to decide on dental, vision, and life insurance providers for the township. And the last resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants for April. I just want to remind everybody that I feel really short.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I feel like I should be standing or something. I'm like sitting up as tall as I can. Okay, the last thing is Robert Yoakum, who's on our road crew currently, is retiring at the end of June. So we will be having a retirement party for him. And the date of that will be June 24th, which I put in the list, but not here. So I just wanted everybody to know that. He has been with this township almost 50 years. He started as a volunteer firefighter and then has moved along until he ended up in the road department, but nearly 50 years. So, yeah. Okay, next up are trustee reports. Mr. Wilkerson, did you have anything tonight?
No, I have nothing else tonight.
I'm not going to report anything tonight either. We've been kind of busy, so...
No.
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what we've been working on anyway. Through the other things.
Okay, next up is the financial reports. Ms. Fortunato? Anything you want to say?
No.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
So those are just in there so you guys...
When we talked about the insurance, right?
No. Okay. No, not yet. So every month we print the credit card detail and the receipts that we get in because they don't get printed anywhere else. So that's just for transparency. And if you guys want to see them, you can trail through those. And if you have any questions, you go to the fiscal office. Okay, next up is public comments on items on the agenda. Did anybody fill out a pink paper or want to say anything on items on the agenda?
We said that before we started and all the others come in, so you might want to re-say it again.
Okay. I thought I just did.
Yeah, we don't have any pink
papers. No.
Did anybody want to speak on any items on the agenda? You can still fill out a pink paper. We're not, I'll say
no.
Nazis.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't say that. Okay. Okay, next up are discussion items. First up is the Winter Hill Ditch Petition. You guys have been working on this longest.
Okay, so I know that's why most of you are here, and we appreciate you coming. We've been working, Josh and I have been working diligently with the two engineers that have come in. Josh has talked to USDA, and I'm gonna switch it over to him, because he's been really in charge of that. He's been kind of running kind of some information to both the engineers. I had mentioned originally when I talked to some of you about seeing during the course of my business loans that were 20 years, low interest or no interest, 30 years. And Josh looked that up, and USDA does have a program like that for these types of issues. The engineers didn't seem to know anything about it, so I'm going to let Josh handle that, and he can tell you what he knows, and we are going to set up a meeting with them via Zoom.
Yeah, so I don't want to take all, you know, complete credit for this, because it was actually a resident who reached out to me and suggested that I look at the USDA program.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. He led me to that program. They offer, the USD offers low interest loans up to 40 years to pay for stormwater management as well as other types of water related projects. I reached out to the engineers to ask them if the funding source was an issue, because whenever they had met with us last week, they talked about the county having to raise the money through a bond issuance, and that, you know, the percentage of that would, you know, they'd want to do 8 years to be able to cap it, the percent rate, so that it doesn't increase the cost too dramatically. The individual I spoke with, the director in Columbus, he suggested that we get a call together with the engineers as well as the trustees to discuss if a loan like this would meet our requirement. And then the further, you know, the following steps from there. So currently I'm working with the engineers as well as the director in Columbus to get that call set up. So in the meantime, I guess at this point, we're just gonna kind of hold off on anything else until we speak with them to see if that funding is a viable alternative to, you know, the county raising the funds through a bond.
We were kind of thinking that, you know, if we can stretch it out at a longer period of time, and even if the interest rate is lower as well, or no interest, if they can do that through some sort of a program that they have. USDA has a lot of programs. I mean, they actually do home loans as well for rural communities. So if we can qualify for that, then the burden is not quite near as so monumental as an 8-year, you know, $22,000 loan to fix what's wrong in Winter Hill, or more. We don't know what the total cost is going to be. We don't know the scope of how far they're going to reach. That's going to be up to the engineers once they design the plan. And as they said when they were here, some of you were here at the meeting the last week, they had mentioned doing it in two different watershed areas. We don't know if that's going to be two or three, or if it's going to be one, if they're just going to do a temporary type fix for 10 or 20 years, if it's going to be, you know, a monumental one, if they're going to go out just in with their fingers and just touch everything on the other side of Ross Road. We have no idea until they actually get into it and get the scope actually of the design plan that they have together and on paper. So their estimate that they gave us was really pretty rough. When you look at it from the standpoint of it's roughly 60 some homes at maybe 1.5 million, and then you have to tie into the farm ground both behind Winter Hill and to the side of Newberry, and then on the other side of Wyndham as well, because you've got to fix those drainage tile that are in that area. Plus you've got drainage tile on the other side of Ross Road. I don't see this as being a small project. I see it as more being a larger project. But again, it depends on what they come up with and what the county commission is willing to do. And what we were thinking was if we could kind of get with the USDA and the engineer's office and try to figure out a plan that would help us finance that for a longer period of time at the same type of an interest rate, the burden wouldn't be quite so bad. So that's why we're not actually saying this meeting tonight was, we hope to have more people here that would say, yes, you want to move forward, or no, you just want to stop it in your tracks because you don't want to move forward on the $20,000 or $30,000, whatever it's going to cost to do it. But we don't really have a firm number yet, and we don't have all of our ducks in a row since this is new information that we're sharing with you tonight. So we're asking you to be a little more patient with us so that we can try to figure out a better way to get this project funded, and not be such a big burden on you, the property owners. I mean, we're going to contribute as well, but there's a just a small amount of money that we're going to be able to kick in as well. So we all are going to have skin in the game, but you know, you're going to have the biggest burden. And so we'd like to figure out how we can save you some money and still get the project funded and fixed. Anybody got any questions now?
Okay. Stay tuned.
All right.
Next
thank
up
you.
Is.
Well, actually, I do. Will you notify? Do you need me to come up to say my name and stuff?
Well, you can say it, and then you can fill out one.
So I'm Elizabeth Cusack, 7633 Windham Road,
mm-hmm.
So will you be notifying the residents once you have some information? Is there going to be more of a work session afterwards?
Well, when we get the Zoom call set up, okay, and we have a better idea of what we're actually dealing with and what the county engineers think they can accomplish with talking to this USDA rep, then we'll have a better idea of what we'll do in terms of notifying you. Either we'll come out with exactly what we've been told, and it'll be an information type deal with a letter or something to that effect. And we'll do all the residents there, because that's what we've done in the past when we come out with information. Josh will write the letter, and he's very eloquent, and he'll try to lay out all the information for you so that you understand exactly what we understand. We're trying to be as transparent as we can with this whole deal, because we know that it's a lot of money. I mean, when I started looking into this almost a year and a half ago, I knew that it wasn't going to be a simple fix. So what we're going to try to do is, you know, as we get educated, you'll get educated, and then we'll all make the decision on whether or not this is something that we can handle, or we just need to continue to live with the situation as it is.
Right.
And that's all I can say.
Well,
at this
I appreciate
point.
That. Okay. You know, I've lived there for 25 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has been an issue, but
yeah.
I think we need to come up with a solution that is not going to be a burden on, especially
Absolutely.
On some of the
Absolutely.
Senior citizens that live in that community. So I do have another question. Have you contacted the Ohio Township Association to see what options other townships have dealt with over the years?
Well, the engineer's office has been very forthcoming with that information as well. There's not money for these kind of problems, okay? The problem that you have there in Winter Hill, there's not grants for. It's usually handled through ditch petitions, quite honestly. And that's what they said in the meeting that we had here. This is not, these types of situations are not priorities for that type of funding. So pretty much we're going to be on our own.
They're usually ranked lower.
Yeah, very much lower. Very much
However,
lower.
There are opportunities through the state biennium budget every 2 years for capital projects where you could lobby state legislators on having capital projects like this. I mean, just to throw that out, I don't know if you've had any discussions with them.
They discussed that when they were here, and again, Castown was one of the examples used,
okay.
And it's not likely that we would qualify. There are people who are townships that have more significant issues than
they have no water.
Right.
It's
yeah.
typically if you
right.
don't have water, which
right.
is the situation Castown was in,
okay.
that you would get water.
Right. So we've been down that lane there, trying to figure out ways to try to, you know, get it financed or get it paid for other than the taxpayer. And that's why, you know, as a last result, we came up with the ditch petition. And this is not the first time that this has been proposed to Winter Hill as well. I mean, the county has records of coming out and talking to property owners over the course of the last 20, 25 years a couple of times. So, you know, and it always stalls because of the fact that it is such a large amount of money, and the burden is primarily on the taxpayer. So again, you know, we're not unaware that this is a large amount of money that, you know, you're going to be asked to fix a problem for. But again, you know, it's not something that we can assume either. And we either all have to get in it together, or we all have to just let it fall by the wayside.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the consensus that I get from the residents is they recognize this is a problem, but it's a funding issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think looking at some alternatives to the funding portion is key to try to maybe lighten that burden, like you said. So, you know, before we do anything else, I think we're trying to do our due diligence to see if there's another funding mechanism.
And we're not opposed to doing the letters and so forth either, but as we were told at the meeting last week when that was suggested, we're not high enough up here, and if we were, you know, it would make a whole lot much more difference, but we're not. So anybody else have anything? Go ahead.
Are they trying to look into anything else, like it was suggested that maybe that field over there where the trees are, it's got that
I'm gonna let you handle that because you'll talk to that individual.
So Dan Landis reached out to me. I spoke with him yesterday. We were playing phone tag for a couple days, but I spoke with him yesterday. He went back there and took some pictures and actually a video and sent it to us. I had an opportunity to look at it, but then also speak with him. He suggested that I do an actual walk the property with him. I told him I was pretty busy up until, you know, obviously this week, and that I would try to get with him sometime either at the end of this week or next week to go back there and take a look at it. But he did feel that there was a substantial amount of vegetative growth back there and that that could be a contributing factor. The way I understand it, he has quite a bit of experience with field tile. So he had some suggestions, but he thought that it would be more practical to talk about in person while we were there actually looking at it. So once I speak with him and go back there and visit and actually look at that ditch, I'll have more information, but I did speak with him.
But again, I want to stress that that is private property. We are not in a position to force anybody to do anything with their property. If we were, we would have taken care of the property drainage tile issue behind as well on Newberry, that field that's been the problem for a very long time. Kim Brandenburg has had them tie into her catch basin last summer. So again, you know, we're willing to look at everything that is put before us. That doesn't mean that it's going to be a viable possibility for us to get involved with or to fix or to force someone to fix. It just means that we're willing to look and to listen and see what where if any place we can go. We try to tread that way. So, anybody else?
Okay, next item.
One.
Okay, next up is dental, vision, and life insurance provider.
Okay.
You're up.
I printed one of these already. Okay, so it's time for us to renew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, before we move on, fill out a pink paper, please.
if you spoke and that was what you were here for, you know, please fill it.
She didn't say it either.
Hello. I need you to fill that one too because you didn't even see your name. Okay. All right.
Okay. Sorry, Kathy.
Thank you. Sorry, Kathy.
Okay. It's time for us to renew our dental, vision, and life insurance. So on the first paper that I gave you, the first column under Delta Dental that's highlighted is what we would pay if we keep what we have now. It went up a little from last year. But
no, just leave it there. She'll get it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
That's okay. And then the second column is what we decided would be the best viable alternative if we were to switch, really kind of the only one that would save us any money. And the savings were somewhat substantial, especially you can see the life insurance goes from $1,832 a year to $568 a year. And that's based on the people that are on the life insurance currently. Now we're about ready to hire a person, and another person will probably be getting on the life insurance.
So it'll go up.
So we're probably going to add two people at least to it. So the third page, the second page shows you the life insurance per person under both plans. The current plan is United Healthcare, that's first, where it says $35.50 a person. And then the Beam is the new one we would possibly be getting, is only $11 a person. So the third page, which is kind of rough, but it shows you under the current one we have, United Healthcare, we would pay 6 times $35.50, assuming the new people we hire are under 65 years old, would come out to $2,833 a year, whereas the Beam would come out to $902 a year. And then at the very bottom, well, kind of toward the bottom, it says a savings of $1,931 is what we would save. Now, the dental, the vision plan would stay the same. They do their vision through VSP, which is what we have now. So that stays exactly the same. And the premium is going up 34 cents a month under the new, if we get the beam. So that's negligible. And then the vision, oh, I'm sorry. And I got those backwards. Where it says dental and vision, sorry. The vision is the $9.58 a month and it's going up 34 cents. The dental is currently $29.12 a month. And with Beam, it would be $32.75 a month, which goes up $3.63 a month. So,
but yeah. what's the difference in the coverage?
Yeah.
So, the coverage, same for life insurance. It's exactly the same for all of them, except for with the new Beam Dental. Obviously, it's going to be a different list of providers. Now, he did tell me that if you plug in 45371 as the zip code, there are 86 dental providers within 15 miles with the Beam.
But are all those in Troy? Or are those?
Yeah,
are
and all which ones would I actually want to go to?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing, so we don't know.
So my dentist is not on the list.
Oh.
Most of theirs seem to be the corporation kind of dentist, if you will.
Okay, well then that would leave mine out as well then too. So mine's Dayton Dental Group, but that is down there in Hoover. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they on Delta's list?
I'm not a member of
dental. Yeah, you don't have dental rights.
Yeah, well, okay, and that's the other thing. We only have two employees on vision and two employees that take the dental.
So the same two.
So one of them is me, obviously. The other one is one of the firefighters.
Right.
So the UHC number, though, we don't have six people that are under 65, right?
Well, you can see currently what we have on that paper,
mm-hmm.
you know, what we would say based on who we have right now. I'm just assuming, you know, that's if we hired, if the new road worker and if the new zoning person is under 65.
So who's the one at 23? I'm over 65 too.
Me. It would be me.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I should be over 65 too.
Well,
you
have to be. I asked him about that. He said next year you would go down to the lower list.
Okay, so it doesn't mean 65 to 69 then.
Well, it does, but it's
because I'm 67. So,
I mean, I was just going by this, right?
I specifically asked him about you because I knew how old you were.
Okay.
He said next year you would be on that, and I forget why or how exactly. It's the year after you turn. I don't know.
Okay.
But next year.
I just wondered because, I mean, I see the range here, and I'm like, okay.
I know. I asked him that too. I didn't, understand the answer, but he said okay.
Yeah.
So, with the new dental, he did say if you switch to a new carrier, your $1,000 benefit would start over. He said, which could be nice for people who have already spent their $1,000 for this year. But. And the other thing is, the only other difference with the Beam, for out-of-network dentists, it pays 90% of the usual, standard, and customary charge. He said, which is very good. for an out-of-network.
And it switches as of June 1st.
Yes.
Did you get to talk to the other guy who has the insurance to see if they're, what they're... But we have to decide this by June 1st then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be nice to know if their dentist was in the new... I don't know. I leave it up to you guys because, I mean, I'm all for saving money, but I checked the dentists that were on the list, and the ones, there's three in New Carlisle, and I went through all of them to get to the one that I'm at now. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was at one of them, and I was pretty happy with them, and then they got bought out by a corporation, mm-hmm. which is why I was saying that it seems like a lot of them are corporations. And so what happened was every time I went there, they're like, oh, well, you need to have this filled, and you need to have that done, and I don't need to have any of that done. And I haven't had it done since, and mm-hmm. it's been years. Mm-hmm. So this constant selling of something, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up at Tip City Pure Smiles because there's a lot of people in this area that go to them, and
yeah.
they come
recommended. We were there for a long time.
Yeah, they come recommended by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I ended up there. They are not on the list. There's one in Troy, I think, one in Huber.
I didn't really look at it too much.
Yeah, well, I did a little search, but I think there was one in Troy.
So this is this is per person. So it would be like Dave. Well, Dave's would be different because he's over 70 for me. If I went with the family, right? No.
Oh, for you mean for dental mm-hmm. or?
This is a single person.
I only wrote individual prices.
Okay.
That's all anybody has right now.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I would probably find something else for dental because, first of all, it's going to go up $87, and then I can't even go to the dentist I want. Unless I go and they, I mean, I guess they could pay 90% of prevailing, which doesn't necessarily mean 90% of their cost, but then I'd still mm-hmm. have to be paying that 10%. And then the vision's going up $8, but it's the life insurance that saves us, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big savings, and we can't do one without the other. It's a package.
Right.
And it starts June 1st, so I can't even run and get anything done. I don't need anything done, but... And she didn't get a chance to ask the other guy who's on it to see if their dentist would be in the network.
I'm just trying to do the math. What's the reason for not looking at any of these other ones? Do any of the others meet the dental requirement that you're talking about, but also are cheaper?
Weren't really going to save us any money.
What about that one? It doesn't have life insurance. Or
yeah, one of them doesn't have
the health insurance.
It's life insurance, yeah.
Oh, is that life insurance? Oh.
Yeah. It's United Healthcare, but it's life insurance.
I don't really care one way or the other, because I'm going to stay where I'm at anyway. If whichever you want to do, I'm going to stay where I'm at.
What's that principal one? It doesn't save a whole lot of money, but it saves a little. It looks like it has everything. And how much money are we talking about saving here?
$1,900.
What, per person or what?
No.
A year.
For the year, for everybody, for all three. And that's if we taking into consideration two more people. So.
They may want it.
And we haven't talked to them?
We don't, haven't hired them yet.
Oh, I thought you meant there were two other people. Who are there are other people though that are on these that are is on this plan?
Two
others that are
two,
on this plan.
Two there are two people besides
well,
Julie.
There
right?
should be two additional soon.
Yeah, right.
But currently we have two
currently
people.
Currently we have
everybody gets life insurance,
oh, okay,
except Josh isn't on it yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then the other stuff is elective. We pay for all of that ourselves.
Yeah, but why isn't he on the life insurance yet?
Because he doesn't fill out the paperwork. He's getting to it. But normally it's
the life form. It looked like, I was like, what is this?
I just send all your info to Katie Monday.
Okay.
So
it was asking all sorts of crazy stuff. I was like, I don't know about this.
Of course, I got an out of office reply from her, so she probably won't get it done until next week.
So okay. We don't know if the two new people would mm-hmm. want to take
right.
dental mm-hmm. or vision.
What about the remaining people who are currently on this plan?
For dental.
That's me
for
and the one other person.
For dental and vision, you mean?
And that's what I was saying. There's two, right?
Yeah, there's Julie and one of the firefighters. Mm-hmm.
And you haven't talked to him?
Correct.
Well, in the absence of speaking with the individual, I'm hesitant to change anything.
I will say, I just kind of feel like it's all those dental plans are pretty crappy. They pay $1,000. It's what Wes said.
That's all the benefit
maximum.
You get.
Which
maximum.
Is,
so you might as well
I
just
mean, that's
keep
why
your,
no one has it.
Yeah. Just pay it yourself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we change it, I'm probably just going to mm-hmm. do something else because, I mean... Why would you pay $786? It's $1,000 maximum for the year?
That's what he said. He said Delta and this new one.
Hmm. Well.
I mean, what does that mean, $1,000?
For what?
For whatever you have done, I guess.
Yeah, but normally it's broken into different categories.
Yeah.
I don't. That
I mean, it's like orthodontic category.
Right,
there's a preventative category.
Like preventive.
There's all.
Perhaps that might be like over and above preventive.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't remember if he said or not.
So what if we? So this is on the agenda for tonight to vote on,
mm-hmm.
but what we could do is. Is we could pull it and put it at the special meeting.
Okay.
We can do things at the special meeting as long as we list them as being...
Yeah.
And that would give Kathy a week to talk to the other person.
You're having a special meeting?
Well, we're going to talk about that next.
Might.
Oh, okay.
We might.
So let's talk about that next, and then we can decide. Are we done with the... You have all the information that you need?
Yeah.
Should we need to make a decision?
Okay.
Okay. So next up is the special meeting dates for, zoning inspector interviews, the zoning text amendment resolution that we want to do, and if we want to have it early enough to accommodate the citizen request, from Mr. McCoy.
Oh.
So,
no.
Well, don't say no yet.
Okay.
So here's the things. First of all is the zoning inspector interviews. We have a ton of applicants. I've gone through and done a little triage to narrow down the ones that said, yes, I have experience, but then when you read their resume, they do not. So we've got quite a few candidates still, though. We're going to go through those tonight and pick which ones we want to interview, but... I was thinking like next Wednesday and Thursday maybe one of those two nights, or maybe both, if we want to have two nights of interviews, that we would have a special meeting next week.
Okay, as long as we can get to the county's requirement for us to get our paperwork over for the zoning stuff.
Yes, so we have till May 22nd to do that. So that's next Friday. So as long as we do it next week before then we will get it to them. It'll miss Kathy's deadline, but we'll get it to them.
I was going to say, I thought it was this Friday.
No, that's your deadline, but we don't have to put anything together. All we have to do is send them the resolution. As far as I know, I called today, but I haven't gotten the call back yet to see what they need for that case, but I think that's all they need. And also, we could shoot for Monday if you guys want to do it on Monday.
I'm good with Monday, too.
But I'm going out of town this weekend,
that's right. So you may not be back.
I'm going to try to be back by then, barring any unforeseen circumstances.
I can't do day meetings. I have stuff to do during the day on Monday, Tuesday. Chris is supposed to get back to me. I gave him Wednesday and Thursday as possible dates in the morning and afternoon to meet for the case over here on 201.
Okay.
My daughter has a softball game on Friday evening, but that's going to be too late anyway. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do day meetings anyway.
Well, we could start it as late as 4:30, right?
And
still,
yeah.
That's fine.
And
I gave him those 2 days, and he's supposed to get back with me. I don't know what. So I kind of have a hold on those 2 days in the morning. Because I told him in the morning or the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
For the 20th or the 21st.
Okay.
So most of these folks work anyway already. So that are applying. So if you started at 4:35 ish, you know, and then scheduled, I don't know how many people you're going to have, but you know, two, maybe three. You know, if you, I don't know how many applicants you've got. How many applicants do you have?
Quite a few, but
yeah.
We're going to narrow those down, though,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't want to interview more than three at any time, you know, because they all run together at that point. You don't know who or what you talk to.
I think as long as we do three interviews, we have the zoning text ahead of time so we can all review it,
mm-hmm.
and we add this one thing with the medical stuff. We can do that in one meeting, can't we? Oh, and McCoy, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
In the evening. We're not doing him during the day. It has to be an evening meeting when the public can
Well,
come.
If we start at 4:30, that's considered work day, right?
But your residents are not going to be off work to attend, you know, and your normal meetings start at 6. So you're making an exception for him. Because he wants it.
I'm not sure that's exact. I don't entirely agree with that, because if some other citizen said, I can't make it at night, can you meet with me? And we were having a meeting, I would try to accommodate them. And that's why I was thinking this meeting, we have the opportunity, you know, granted it would be at 4:30, that would accommodate that request. I am not doing it because of a certain individual. I would never do that. I'm just saying, I think that...
Well, this is a highly contested situation with the neighbors in that area.
Yep.
And having it at 4:30 with as much animosity towards that particular individual for what he's done in that particular neighborhood sets a kind of... What word am I looking for?
Can we do the other stuff first?
It just doesn't right. Yeah.
Can we do the other stuff first?
But see, that defeats the purpose. He doesn't want to come into a meeting that is scheduled at 6:00. He didn't want that.
Oh.
He wants to meet with us, only us. And we can't, do that. So that,
and I've explained that to him.
And he's been told that. But to me, that's circumventing, when he asked for that, that's circumventing the right of the public to hear what he wants to tell us.
Well, we will still record it. It will be just like any other meeting. We'll have proper notice. We'll have, you know, it'll be open to the public. We will have minutes, which is our recording, right? And there will be other opportunities at the official public hearings for them to come in here and speak. This does not eliminate any of the process where, you know, he's going through the rezoning process where it has to go to the county first. That's a public hearing. Then it has to go to the zoning commission. That's a public hearing. And then it has to go to the trustees. That's a public hearing. Mm-hmm. So there's three opportunities for people to hear again. If you guys don't want to do it, that's fine. I'm just saying, I'm not doing it because it's him. I'm doing it because a citizen asked us if we could have a meeting earlier than 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm just saying that in the 2 years I've been in office, we've had two meetings like that.
I don't think we've ever had a meeting like that.
Not with a citizen, but we've had 2 day meetings. One was our annual meeting over at...
Oh, when we did the retreat.
Right, the retreat. And the other was to discuss the Huber Heights issue with our attorney. And that was a Zoom meeting here in this room in the middle of the day that we advertised that we were having. So I just feel like this, him, I know you say he's a citizen and this is something that he's asked, but you know, he's also filed a application for rezoning. So anything that we do, the way I look at it, anything that we do with regard to his property should be treated as regular business, not special business for him, not special appointments for him to have a hearing. Even if the public is invited, it's a special accommodation made for him. I just don't think that's right. But I'm one vote. There are two of you, and if you want to do it, that's on you, but I'm not going to support it. I just think it's a special accommodation for him when he should not be afforded that opportunity. If he wants to speak to us, I believe he should come just like the people from Winter Hill did, just like Michelle and Natalie. Everybody sitting here, if they want to speak, they can speak at a public meeting. We're all here to hear and discuss it. That's my opinion, but I'm only one person.
But that will be a public meeting.
But it's a special public meeting, and it started before everybody gets off work. This meeting we've changed our meeting date, okay? So it's a 6 o'clock meeting here for the rest of the year. These are the dates that we're going to have. This is a publicized meeting. Everybody knows that this is when we're going to have our meeting. So for him to ask for a special meeting during the day to discuss his business, even though it's open to the public, it sets a precedent that what happens if you get 4 or 5 other people want to do this? And, you know, it's again, they have the right to ask for it. Everybody has the right to ask for it, but you have the right to say no. We have certain days scheduled for meetings, and anybody can speak at those meetings. That's their right. But when you start making accommodations to schedule meetings because somebody's requested it, and they already have an application pending, a highly, highly volatile situation, zoning situation with their property, it's a different deal to me. That's what I think. But, you know, I'm one person, so I have one vote. So you guys make the decision, you're the majority. But that's how I feel about it. I think we should stay with our normal course of business. If he wants to speak to us, he could have come tonight. Before his zoning meeting, he could have come tonight, but he didn't.
Well, before I got here, years ago, before any of us were on here, I thought that it was odd that there were trustee meetings during the day. I don't remember the time, but I remember they were in the morning.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. And I did not like that as a resident because I thought, who in the world is going to these meetings?
When you have
no one was going to
that. That's right.
No one.
So four something in the afternoon is different than eight in the morning, but to Kama's point, it is still before. I mean, if you work to four or you work to five, you may not be able to make the meeting if it's at 4 o'clock. So I mean,
or you have to take off work.
Yeah. Which puts a burden on, you know.
We also had no recordings of those meetings, by the way.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the earliest I would want to start is probably 5:30, just because that would give people time to get here.
Okay. So I can ask him if he can make it at 5:30. If he says no to that, then we'll stick to 6. Our normal start time. It's still going to be a special meeting.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not thinking about him. Like, to Cam's point, I mean, he's the same as everybody else in this township. He's a resident just like anybody else. If anybody wants to speak to us, they can come to these meetings. They're advertised meetings. I mean, we put out the entire list for the entire year.
Everybody knows we're here.
So your point, though, I'm just arguing in general, okay? Mm-hmm. So once again, don't take it the wrong way, but if I work second shift, I can't come to the meetings.
Yeah.
Right? The same as if I work first shift, I could never make it to the 8 o'clock meeting. So I'm just making the point that, you know.
Ann and Alex came in here and stood right there and asked us to have a special meeting with them, and we told them that.
No.
Because we couldn't do a personal meeting with them.
Well, he asked for that too.
And then they... I know, and I've explained to him that we can't, just like we explained to Ian and Alex, mm-hmm. and then they came to the regular meeting, mm-hmm. which they could do.
He's got no legitimate reason why he can't come to a 6 o'clock meeting. Look, we're having a special meeting because we have to have a special meeting because we have other things going on. So we've scheduled a special meeting. That's even out of our normal characteristics for township business because it's a special meeting. We're affording him the opportunity to come in and speak at that time for that special meeting. So we're making a concession that's out of the norm anyway, to me.
Well, if he can't come at 5:30, then he's not going to be on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then he would just come to a regular meeting, right? A regular scheduled workshop or...
That's fine with me. I don't see the...
Okay, so Wednesday... Okay, so I need to get notices out for these because we do have to follow the ORC notice process and everything. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday and Thursday, we'll set up two special meetings. Wednesday will be text amendments, the dental life vision situation, and then interviews.
Okay.
Okay.
What do we need a Thursday meeting for?
Well, I think we should set one up just in case. So first of all, we might want to interview more than three. I don't know. We'll have to see when we get there. But the second thing is, last time we only did one interview, and I think that was a grave mistake. That, you know, you talk to somebody.
One round of interviews?
One round. So this could be a second round of interviews. Mm. And if we don't need it, then we can cancel it. But we have to have, I think we have to have at least 48 hours notice. I could be wrong about that. It could be 24. But this way we can get the meeting notice out. And if we don't need it, then we can cancel it. Are you guys available that day?
I'm good.
The thing is, we can't decide. What I'm telling you is, we can't decide on Wednesday to have another meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Wednesday and Thursday. Possibly 5:30, otherwise 6. Okay. So we're done with that, right? Any other comments? Okay, from the tall people on my left. Okay, next up is our action item. So we will be skipping. Well, how about we just table Resolution 48 when we get there? You guys can decide that when we get there. Okay, action items.
Resolution number 26-05-042, a resolution approving the annexation agreement for the 2025 annexation parcels with the City of Huber Heights, authorized under the authority of Section 709.192 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you, and a second. Any discussion? We've discussed it already.
Yeah.
Okay, hearing none, call the vote.
Trustee Kim Adick?
Yes.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 3-0. I got my gavel back. It used to be down. Oh, it'll be back down there for the zoning. Okay, next.
Resolution number 26-05-043, a resolution rescinding the resolutions 21-10-076 and 21-12-095.
Do we have a motion?
This is the TIF.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
And a second.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? So, for the record, this was part of the agreement, the annexation agreement. We had originally put TIFs on the properties that they annexed and some additional ones. So this will remove all of those TIFs, and some of those additional ones were across 40 as well as around the annexed land. So we're going to remove all of them, and then we're going to probably at the next meeting put back the TIFs on the parcels that have not yet been annexed within the 202-40-201 boundary. So, and that will start the clock ticking again for those, because there's a time limit on when you pass the resolution. And we can do this because we have passed the resolutions to put the TIFs in the past, but we did not activate them, because you don't activate the TIF until they start developing the property. So that's the explanation for that, if that made sense.
Yeah.
Okay, any other discussion?
Nope.
Okay, hearing none.
Trustee Kim Adick?
Yes.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-05-044, a resolution approving a supplemental appropriation for $2,500,000 to the 2026 permanent appropriations for special projects / anti-annexation purposes.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Any questions? Comments?
What's this line about uniform reimbursement for $500?
That is just a little money to get Bethel Township shirts. Mm-hmm. So the person we're sending out to meet with our representatives, mm-hmm, has, you know, just like we do for the road crew.
Yeah. Okay.
Incidentally, we need to order new uniforms for that.
Different topic. So those are just estimates, and all of that was already in the budget except for, of course, the big amount too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, vote, no, this is good. This is something that we've talked about for a long time.
Yep, a long time.
Trustee Kim Adick?
Yes.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-05-045, a resolution approving a supplemental appropriation of $250,000 to the 2026 permanent appropriations for the purpose of future construction or purchase of a new township building with a larger meeting room.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, hearing none.
Trustee Kama Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-05-046, a resolution approving supplemental appropriations to the 2026 permanent appropriations for future purchases of a fire truck and medic.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Under the be it resolved line, it says be it resolved that the Board of Trustees, blah, 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 totaling $326, I should say $300,026.
Oh, yep.
Sorry, I didn't catch that earlier.
No problem. You see that, Kathy?
$300,000 and then just 26.
20.
Oh, you mean the writing?
$326,000 and 0 cents.
Yeah, the writing is missing the word thousand. Oh, I see. So you'll have to write that in and initial it for us, please.
I don't think $326 is going to buy a lot.
Nothing.
Okay.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep.
Okay.
Trustee Kama Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 26-05-047, a resolution approving a flexible clock-in, clock-out policy for the road department.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion?
It makes life easier.
Yeah, good job recognizing this one, Kathy, I suggest. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, call the vote.
Trustee Kama Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
So this next one now we're tabling, right?
So 48, so let me tell you what I did. I wrote two resolutions, as you saw in the package that I sent out. One for continuing what we have, one for going to the new, because we didn't know until the discussion. So now that we're not choosing them, I guess we could just, I don't know which one, how would we table it? We don't have one that just says this generic. You just staple them together and say tabled.
Okay.
So then we would need a motion to table.
Motion to table both resolutions. Both 26-05-048 and 26.
No, they're both 048. I just had two versions.
Okay.
Yeah. So table. We need a second for the table.
I'll make the motion to table resolution 26-05-048.
Okay. And then any discussion? Okay, hearing none, call the vote, please, for tabling.
Can I use these lines here?
Yeah, we'll just stick them together.
Okay. Trustee Kama Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0 to table.
Resolution number 26-05-049, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second the motion.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, call the vote, please.
Trustee Kama Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Julie Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Josh Wilkerson?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0. Okay, next up, public comments on any topic. Sure, come on down.
And then I'll fill one of those out.
Yep.
Okay. Michelle Frogner, 7105 South Palmer Road. Has Huber approved this annexation agreement?
Yes. If you notice in your
packet
there, I scanned in their version and you'll see their signatures. And then we will go down, I think, next week to sign it. It has to be signed by Rhonda. And then I'm acting administrator, so I will sign as that.
Besides not getting the 50 years, it's to 25. What else did we sacrifice to do this besides the TIF? A lot?
No, it's virtually the same thing. The only thing that was in the 50-year one that's not in this one has to do with the... the water flood, what is that called? Not floodplain. The management of the sewer and water, which used to be ours, but that was redrawn. So it now includes exactly the annexed land so that they manage that now. And that was done by, we don't control that. Like everything else, we don't have a say. The county commissioners have a say, but it's basically through MVRPC.
And we didn't make any money off of it anyway.
And it before, I think what was in there was that we wouldn't oppose them or something. But that's the only difference besides the 25-year difference.
So the board, the three of you feel good about this?
We don't have a choice. It's the best we can get.
Okay. So what we get out of it is the citizens aren't dual citizens. And the 25 years outside the box. Mm-hmm. But the dual citizenship is very important because, as you know, then they vote on our issues, they can become trustees and make that development process go faster. Okay. We don't know if they would or not, but that's
just
the
case, yeah.
That's the advantage to
so
us.
You guys feel okay with it.
We still don't know if the 25 years will hold. Gotcha. I mean, 25 years isn't very much. It's gonna take them probably 12 to 15 to build out what they have, so not too many years on top of that, but in the meantime, we're going to try to do some things to start building that moat.
I'm not going to speak for either one of them, but my feeling is that the original plan was a 12 to 15 year build out anyway, so you know, they would be coming after additional land in that small area anyway in that 12 to 15 years to keep on moving. They've got to feed their machine. So that's a given. What they aren't going to be able to do is jump 40 or exceed past 201 and 202, whatever, and then try to, you know, to develop more in that area. But I think the bigger thing for me is I was thinking about it is that 25 years, we should have at least new legislation that gives us a bigger slice of the pie in some form or fashion. You know, they're all, I mean, the representative, Julie's done a phenomenal job, you know, of keeping on top of what's going on with Representative Newman and that bill that's in kind of installed. So if they can just work through that and then we can continue to push forward with somebody like Newman and maybe a couple others down the road in 15 to 20 years, maybe it won't be a lost cause for us is all I can hope for. But again, you don't know. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, there could be a merger again. We could merge with TIP or Vandalia or New Carlisle or whatever, and then that stops it right in its tracks, but it opens the door for other things as well. You know, development is the key to survival, and if you're not constantly developing and growing, then you pretty much die. And so it's almost impossible not to see some form of development, but controlled development so that your way of life isn't lost as a result of their growing. That's where the happy medium is, and I just hope that legislation will somehow catch up with that so we don't lose our way of life here. because it's really, I think it's come to the point where you see it happening before your eyes and you're powerless to stop it. And so you just want to pack up and move like everybody else does. And this is your home, you know? So I don't know. That's my feeling. And I don't speak for them. I speak for myself.
Speaking of legislation, and I don't know what the current status of House Bill 113 is, but the last I heard was they were trying to get a provision in there to make annexation across county lines require commissioner approval.
Correct. If it's more than, I don't know, I can't remember. I think if it's more than 51% of the annexer.
I don't know the exact language.
Is over there, they can't come over here. Mm-hmm. So
that would stop.
If it ever goes through, it would fix our situation. It would not fix other people's situations. Mm-hmm. There is another bill that's been introduced surrounding another township's being annexed that wasn't in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think as it starts happening more, maybe we'll get something finally along those lines. But keep in mind that whatever they change this year in the legislature, they can change next year. So we might get what we want for 5 years and then they go, oh, never mind. So, and then the property tax, like not having property tax, mm-hmm. That's how townships are funded. Mm-hmm. So there'd have to be, everybody knows there'd have to be some alternative to that, but, you know, are we gonna get hit? So the real solution is to become incorporated. Mm-hmm. So either we merge with somebody or we go to bat to try to get the criteria to become like a village reduced. So everybody got all excited because there was an article that came out that said, oh, it's going to be easier to become incorporated. But that was all around 50,000 mm-hmm. people. And it wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
So, there's other things that could be done. And then once you're incorporated. But that's the only surefire way to stop it. And even that could change, though. They could say, oh, never mind. They can take part of your, who knows.
I thank all of you. But you've done to at least whatever this is kind of put a hold on, give us a little bit of breathing.
A little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
There's still probably over 200 acres available in the box.
Mm-hmm. So, but we would have lost it anyway. It's all continuous. So, you don't want to think about that, but you have to think about that because the mere fact that they butt up against each other kind of opens the door for it. So,
well, and the real problem is, say you own 5 acres and that, I'm sending it through the translator, so give me a minute.
Yeah.
That high density development pops up in your side yard. How long do you want to live there? That's not why you moved out here.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're going to sell that land, which means it's going to become available for them to annex.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to make it become faster because nobody's going to want to live next to that owns those properties now. Mm-hmm. Not saying there's anything wrong with that high development life. If you like it, go for it. But the people that bought those acres, that's not what they bought them for. So they'll be selling out. I mean, that's, self-fulfilling idea, right?
Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for sure.
Okay. So, let's see, where are we at here? Okay, no more public comments. We're out of people.
We're out of buttons.
Announcements, May 10th is Mother's Day. The 13th, as Josh already mentioned, will be a joint workshop to discuss text amendments. Everyone's welcome to that. We would love to have some community input. That meeting is at 6:30 here in the room we're in. May 19th is the County Planning Commission meeting. We will have one case on the agenda. May 28th, the BZA does not have any cases this month, but the Zoning Commission will meet to hear the same case that will come out of the County Planning Commission. Memorial Day will be on May 25th. June 2nd is the next trustee workshop meeting. The Historical Society meeting will be here in the Township Meeting Room at 6 o'clock. I don't know why I didn't put the time in there. June 9th will be our next regular business meeting. That will be a public hearing for the zoning case. For some reason, I didn't put that in there either.
Which one?
That's the one over here on 40, where they're going to carve the corner off. And then, as I mentioned already, June 24th will be the retirement party for our retiring road supervisor, Robert Yocum.
Will the zoning commission meeting start at 7:30, even though there's no BCA?
Yes.
Okay.
They've never moved it before.
Okay.
Correct?
What?
We don't know what you're talking about on Route 40, where they're going to call the corner.
That's Landis property.
The property right at the end of
Bowman.
Okay,
Bowman. Okay.
Just because the BZA doesn't meet, the zoning commission still meets at 7:30, right? That's how it's always been.
Okay.
Usually there's not a zoning commission case without, I mean, the BZA has more cases than the zoning commission, but. Stay tuned.
There's a case for zoning,
yes.
Right?
But not for the BZA.
Okay.
They're talking about moving.
So she's saying, wouldn't this go to 6:30 because they're not meeting, but it never has in the past.
They were talking about meeting, though, for the text
mm-hmm.
amendment, right?
Are
they going to do that all together at the same time at 7:30?
That's what they were talking about.
How can they do that if you've got...
No, you can't. You have to do the case as a regular zoning commission meeting.
Yeah, so you have to do
and
that first.
And then do the
yeah.
text things after.
Yeah.
They're going to vote to send their changes. So like what we're doing to send ours to them, they want to vote to send theirs to us.
I don't think that's the process. They have to have it has to be a public hearing.
Isn't that a public hearing?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have that case in there.
Well, then we need to add it. We have time.
That's the heavy truck parking change that they discussed last time.
Mm-hmm.
That
well, they were saying, and if they came up with more tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So can we put the heavy truck parking in, like if they do that tomorrow, can we get that in the one that we send this month?
I would hope, because you still have the 10 day. You'd meet
because
the 10 day.
Whatever they do on the 28th doesn't make the same meeting.
Right.
It's going to be the next month.
That's right.
So. Okay, so you want a ZTA case on there as well then. Okay.
Is tomorrow's meeting potential to be big?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because we also have EMS training at 6:30 tomorrow, so I just want to make sure they have enough, everybody
parking.
Has enough parking for everything that's going on.
No. Do you think they would want to move it to 6:30 if they're going to do ZTA afterward? Or they just want to leave it to 7:30?
That's why I said what I did, probably. They'd probably want it earlier.
Well, can't you just give them enough notice to tell them?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Since you don't have a BZA meeting, can't you just say, we'll do this first and then we'll have your meeting at 7:30? Your regular meeting? Your zoning meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's still
so
a
the notice. When the zoning commission does the, like, says what they want to go forward, they have to kind of have their ducks in a row so that it's documented, and then the public can say, yes, I agree with that. No, I don't. Here's why. Right? They can give their comments or ask questions, whatever the case may be. So we have to have documentation ready. It's not just you show up and talk like in the other meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what they're meeting tomorrow, to draft the text for what they want to submit on the 28th.
Okay. So we have okay. Okay, but why? But then It's not going to take all night, though, right? It's just going to be, at that point, it's, you go through the thing, right? The, here's, you invite those for it up, those against.
Right.
Those who want to make comments.
Yeah. Who, so who do we have? We have Jess.
Jerry.
Gary said he would not be here.
Has Gary been sworn in?
No, he has not. Oh. I told you that before.
I know. Jerry, Jess, Ron, who's leaving, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the fall, right?
November.
November. Or before.
He kind of hinted that he was done, and I was like, we'll wait until November.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said he was going to, the minute said he said he was going to stay until then.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but he brought it up in a way like, yeah. This is it. And they're like, no, you're done in the fall.
So, Gary, you can just swear him in right before the meeting.
Okay.
You can do that. You're an elected official.
Okay, so I'll swear him in.
And I have the oath. It's in the folder for the meeting.
Okay.
You could do that
but
tomorrow.
I guess what I'm getting at is who else is on the Zoning Commission?
Mm,
we've gotten rid of some.
Rachel.
No.
No, she's BZA.
She's BZA.
Who'd you say? Jerry, Gary?
Janice Royce.
Janice, that's what, she hasn't been at these meetings. That's what, because you said, well, they should just show up and vote. But if she shows up to that meeting and reads the text and disagrees with something that they put, they're going to have a discussion about
what. Well, they can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they can modify it while they're there, but I'm just saying, you don't want it to be like the other
it's
meetings.
Not gonna be
it
a
needs
workshop.
To be. It needs to be better organized. Yeah. Not organized, that's not the right word. You know what I mean.
Well, they have to vote on an actual text change that they want. So they have to have the current text and then the new text.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And I have a new Article 3 for you for tomorrow to hand out.
Those are the definitions?
Yes, I added in the one that was missing.
Okay.
Health and wellness. Mm. So, okay, so gotcha. So there will be two cases then, and you're thinking maybe change the time. So we have to give notice by the 18th or 17th.
Ten days.
Ask them tomorrow if they want to move it to 6:30. They can move it whether it's, you know, either way they can move it if they want.
Okay.
But they usually come at 7:30. Okay, so we went through all the dates. Okay, so we need a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? So we will not be taking any action after the executive session. That's all my discussion.
So I will leave.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Michelle. All for all you do.
Thank you for saying that.
I mean,
call the vote, please.
Are we on page 27?
We're on page 6.
6?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
I did. Josh seconded it.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time into executive session will be 7:24 p.m. And we will pause the recordings. Okay, back to regular session at 9:47 p.m. Taking no further action, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none. Call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Adjournment time of 9:47.